Our first reading for this morning will come from the Gospel of Matthew. We'll be reading from chapter 1 of Matthew's Gospel, verses 18 through 25. Now at this time, let us listen to God's word for us. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child of the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had borne a son, and he called his name Jesus. Our second scripture reading will come from the Gospel of Luke. We'll be reading from the first chapter of the Gospel of Luke, verses 26 through 38. It is found on page 887 of your pew Bibles. And again, let us listen to God's word for us. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Hail, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and considered in her mind what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How shall this be, since I have no husband?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your kinswoman Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. It's the word of the Lord. We give God thanks for that beautiful proclamation of the Christmas story this morning. Christmas is almost here. We have lit all of the Advent candles, the candle of hope, the candle of peace, the candle of joy, and the candle of love. We have one more candle to light, and that is the Christ candle, the candle of light, shining in the midst of the darkness. The candle also of life, of new life. And that's what this season is about, this Christmas season. We await not just the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ into the world, but we await the coming of a whole new world. We'll be lighting that candle on Christmas Eve. This coming Thursday night at 7 o'clock, we will be here celebrating the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ into the world. And we invite all of you to join us at that time as we give God glory and praise for God's redemptive love breaking into our world. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks again for this season. We give you thanks again for the beautiful proclamation of the Christmas story that we heard today. We thank you for reminding us of your great love through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we ask, Lord, that as we wait for the coming of Christmas, that you continue to prepare us and help us so that we might receive the promise and the hope and the joy of this season. We thank you for this choir and for all of their hard work. And we thank you for all those who are assembled here today. And we ask that you send us out into the world for the remainder of this season of Advent, proclaiming the promise and the hope of this season, the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in our midst. And we ask these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And now, friends, go out into this dark world. Be the light that we have been called to be in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, mind, and soul. And love your fellow human beings as you love yourself. And may the grace of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, and the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you this day and forevermore. Amen. Amen. Amen.